وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa man yarghabu an millati Ibrahim illa man safiha nafsah. Wa laqad istafaynahu fid dunya wa innahu fil akhirati lamin as-salihin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, the third task of Risalat and Prophethood is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to purify people. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. The literal meaning of the Arabic word tazkiyah is to purify or cleanse something. By teaching the Quran and wisdom to people, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam beautified their souls with gems of wisdom and knowledge. However, it was also necessary that the soul be purified and cleansed from infidelity, from kufr, and from shirk, polytheism, so that the jewels of belief and iman may decorate it. The soul also needs to be purified from all sins and doubts about faith, so that it may be led to noble character and good conduct. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught people the details about spiritual maladies like hatred, greed, jealousy, miserliness, love of material possessions, etc. He also educated them about the virtues of good habits like maintaining cordial ties with others, generosity, compassion, sympathy, etc. He taught men how to behave like men and stay clear of bestiality. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have been sent to perfect good character. Since the theoretical information is not sufficient for perfecting character, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a human being so that others could associate with him and learn from his practical behavior." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah, verse 119, "O you who believe, fear Allah and be with the truthful." This verse instructs the believers to associate with people who are truthful in their intentions and deeds. Association with such people encourages one to emulate their good behavior and to understand how to avoid shaitan's deception. When one seeks a pious person to associate with, one should judge whether the person fears Allah and practices the sunnah lifestyle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the person is lacking in this, such a person should not be regarded as one's spiritual mentor. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Only the one who makes a fool of himself will turn away from the creed of Ibrahim a.s. We undoubtedly selected him in this world, and he will be amongst the righteous in the hereafter. When his Lord told him, "Submit," he replied, "I submit to the Lord of the universe. Only a fool will be averse to the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. People need to live by and die with the creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, which embodies Tawheed and abstinence from all types of polytheism and shirk. The person will then become physically and spiritually pure. It teaches sacrifice, hospitality, obedience, worship, and an affinity with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ummah in Surah An-Nahl saying, "Then we send revelation to you that follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that is averse from all other religions. He was not from the idolaters." The previous verses highlighted how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam fulfilled the commands issued to him, how he became a leader of others, and how his supplications were accepted by Allah. In the above verse, Allah states, "Only the one who makes a fool of himself will turn away from the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. No sensible person will do so." The creed of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam nowadays will refer to the deen and the religion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is Islam. The people who are averse to it are people who are generally the polytheists, the immoral, immodest, and perpetual sinners. Although many Muslims are sinners, the difference between them and the kuffar, the infidels, is that they realize that they are perpetrating sins and may resort to tawbah at some stage in their lives. Nevertheless, sins are regarded as acts of foolishness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nisa, "Allah is only obliged to accept the repentance of those who perpetrate evil due to ignorance, foolishness, then forthwith repent." Although sinful Muslims will also be regarded as foolish, their foolishness is of a lesser degree than that of the infidels, who will never relent from their ways of faithlessness. We undoubtedly selected Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in this world. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was revered in all the religions after him, and all the later prophets alayhi salam were from his progeny. In his honor, Allah made the raging fire a garden for him. He was granted the honor of constructing the glorious Kaaba, which is visited and revered to this day. People still practice the Hajj rites that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam taught. Thousands of years after his demise, people still honor him by emulating his sacrifice of his son and invoking Allah's mercy and blessings on him during every salah when reciting the Durood-e Ibrahim. He even named the Ummah, the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslims, and he will be amongst the righteous in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already guaranteed him prominence in the hereafter. Since Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam has been granted this elevation in both the worlds, any sensible person will understand that his creed must certainly be a key to salvation. Only a fool will refuse to follow him. Now, the meaning of Islam. The literal meaning of Islam is to submit, to surrender. That is, for one's exterior and interior to be obedient to Allah. A person who fits this description will be called a Muslim, the plural of which is Muslimun or Muslimin. There can be no greater honor than to be subservient to Allah. It is for this reason that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed as follows when building the Kaaba: "O our Lord, make us subservient to you and make from our progeny a nation that is subservient to you," that is Muslims. When his Lord told him, "Submit," he replied, "I submit to the Lord of the universe." The command was to remain submissive before Allah at all times, which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam accepted. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, as he did, to indicate that he submitted to Allah because Allah is the Lord of the universe. The creation owe it to Allah to be submissive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An'am, say, I have been commanded to be the first to submit and to never be from the idolaters. Say, I fear the punishment of a terrible day if I disobey my Lord. A verse of Surah Ali Imran says, do they seek a deen, a religion, other than Allah's religion? Deen, when all within the heavens and the earth submit to him willingly and unwillingly, and they will be returned to him. Sayyidina Ibrahim a.s. submitted before Allah, as did all the prophets, Anbiya a.s. They all called people to submit before Allah, and were all therefore callers to Islam. The only difference between the various deens, the religions, were certain laws and details. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all the prophets alayhi wasallam are stepbrothers with different mothers, having the same deen and religion. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the deen, the religion, Islam, because he was an Arab, whereas the other prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, may have termed it differently in their own languages. Inviting the emperor of Rome, Heraclius, to Islam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote, submit, you will be safe, and Allah will grant you a double reward. The deen and religion propagated by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called Islam, and it preaches subservience to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in verse 3 of Surah Ma'idah, this day I have perfected for you your deen and your religion, completed my bounty and favor upon you, and chosen Islam as your deen, your religion. Allah says in verse 19 of Surah Ali Imran, the only deen and religion in Allah's sight is Islam. Another verse states, whoever follows a deen besides Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and he in the hereafter, he shall be amongst the losers. Therefore, the purpose of a Muslim's life is to be submissive only to Allah. Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. The religion of Islam requires that a person obeys Allah, follows his book, the Quran, and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, whoever obeys the messenger has obeyed Allah. Many people claim to be Muslims, but are not really so because they object to many injunctions of Islam and wish to make Islam subservient to their desires instead of submitting themselves. All deens and religions besides Islam are rejected. The question may be asked that since Islam means submission to Allah, it matters not what deen or religion a person follows as long as he submits to Allah. The reply to this question is that submission to Allah is only tangible when a person submits to what Allah has revealed through his prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam. The people of every era were constrained to follow the prophet of their time and follow the teachings of the scriptures sent at that time. Rejecting any of the prophets, alayhi salam, will constitute an act of kufr and infidelity and cannot be regarded as submission. Therefore, it will be imperative for any person born after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to believe in him and to follow him and follow the teachings of the Quran and the deen which he brought. Every other deen and religion is regarded as infidelity and kufr. How can a person who ascribes partners and children to Allah be considered subservient to him? Can people who flagrantly indulge in acts of immorality, bestiality, bribery, etc., be regarded as being submissive to Allah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared, Inna deena indallahi al-Islam, that verily the deen that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the deen al-Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on his deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the commands of the noble Quran. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.